This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Some of this rainfall we have had has been reasonably significant of late. Areas around Caboolture and the Gold Coast in particular have had some rain as well. So really significant rainfall over the last few days, and that means any more rainfall that we get over the next few days could lead to some more flooding, flash flooding and riverine flooding. So quite a bit of weather warning action on our website for areas across southern Queensland and central Queensland.
Now,
and that's something to check out if you live in those areas.
Absolutely. Now, for those people that maybe get a bit nervous in these times, how do you decipher what the warnings mean exactly?
Yeah.
Like, I know they
say maybe
floods, but yeah, pretend we're total idiots and like just break it down so people really understand what it means for them and when they should start being concerned.
Yeah, really, really tricky one. Especially with these broad weather systems, it's almost impossible for us to really pinpoint those exact storms that are causing the heavy rainfall like we do in spring, where you get those really small warnings that cover certain areas. And when we get these broad systems, it's a trough all the way from Mount Isa down into New South Wales. We do have to cover quite a large area, and a lot of that area won't receive severe rainfall rates. But we are in that sort of situation where really anywhere in southern Queensland over the next 24 hours could see renewed river rises from heavy rainfall. So we do have a big warning. But it doesn't mean you have to panic. Just checking the radar and the river heights around you and your local river warnings is probably the best bet to stay safe in these sort of situations. And if for the next event, cleaning out your gutters as well before the rain comes.
Oh, yes.
But probably too late if you haven't done that.
Should have thought of that earlier.
So the missus goes, can you go do the gutters? And like, yeah, I'll get it. Is this unusual for this time of the year? I mean, we always know we've got some storm activity.
It feels a bit late to me.
It feels a little bit late and it feels a little bit prolonged.
Yeah, really typical of a La Nina year to have a little bit late and a little bit prolonged rainfall. So March, definitely still a heavy rain month for Queensland. We still sometimes even get cyclones in March. This isn't related to a cyclone, but yeah, that tropical moisture is still around. So not too surprising to see a heavy rain event in March in our La Nina year, which is the climate we're in at the moment, where we see these extra humid conditions leading to more heavy rainfall events than normal in a La Nina year, and that's what we're seeing at the moment.
Now, how long can we expect this to go on? I was reading the weather before, and it looks like Wednesday, Thursday, it's sort of going to clear up. Is that true, or do you reckon it's still going to be a while?
Yeah, it depends. It does depend where you live. So in the northwest and central west and even southern western Queensland, it's going to clear off during today. And then for southern and central eastern Queensland, it's going to clear off through the early hours of tomorrow and probably be gone by tomorrow afternoon to be back to more normal autumn conditions and probably return to mostly sunny conditions by Thursday.
Sounds good.
Well, you said it, James. Plenty of moisture about in this La Nina. I like saying that. La Nina. La Nina.
The only Spanish word I think I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, James Thompson there. Tomo from the Bureau of Meteorology. You take care, my friend. I know you're going to be busy today.
Yeah, have a great day yourself.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.